Today we'll be beginning Simon Samach Aleph. The title of the Simon is Din Kama Tzarech L'Dakdek L'Chavin B'Kriyas Shema. How careful and precise one must be when focusing on reciting Shema. So in Sif Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch tells us, Yikra Kriyas Shema V'Chavana B'Ima B'Yira B'Reses V'Zeya. Then when one recites Shema, he must do so with proper Kavana, with also with a sense of awe and fear, and with trembling and sweat. The Mishnah Berurah tells us Shema, Hainu Kol Kriyas Shema, D'Mashin Isbar B'Sof Simen HaKodem Hu Rak L'Inyin Diavad. Again, L'Chachila, you should have this mindset for the entire Shema. B'chavana ilio rabbi hevi b'shem ha'kolbo b'hu b'yerushalmi sof perakama devrachos deva kriya shema merumas aseres ha'dibros. The kriya shema alludes to the aseres ha'dibros, namely b'hashem elokeinu merumas anochi hashem elokecha hashem echad dibor lo yelecha fasak v'ahavta merumas dibor lo sisa. Why is v'ahavta lo sisa? Demand derachim l'malka lo mishtaba b'shem elishukar. One who loves Hashem, one who loves the king, is not going to swear falsely in his name. Pasuk uch savtam dibor lo sachmo dechsev be'sachav lo be'schaviracha. It says uch savtam amizuzos be'sach, that you have to write the mezuzos on the on your house. So besecha means that you're not going to covet your friend's house. Pasuk v'asavta deganecha dibor lo signov de deganecha v'lo se'asof degan chaverecha. So you're going to only gather your own grain, not steal the grain of others. So the pasuk va'avatem mehira dibor lo sirtach deman diktal yisketil. And the pasuk that says that you will be destroyed is an allusion to the iser of not murdering, because one who kills will eventually be killed. Pasuk leman yirbu yemechem dibor kabed esavicha, because we know the reward for kibud avayim is long life. Fasek velosa suru v'yachare yineichem dibor lo sinof, right? The isser of not straying after that which your eyes and your heart wants is included in the isser. It parallels the isser of lo sinof, of not committing adultery. Fasek leman tizkeru dibor zacharas yom hashabbos shehu shakol kechol haTorah. Leman tizkeru is an allusion to remembering and keeping Shabbos, which is equal with the entire Torah. Fasek ani Hashem elokeichem dibor lo sanev re'achay it shaker al kein tzarech adam lehisponim b'hem be'is amiras kriyishma k'dei shelo yavo lavar al achas mi'an. Again, Ani Hashem Elokeichem alludes to the issur of not swearing falsely or not testifying falsely in court, and a person has to contemplate all these things during Shema so they don't come to violate any of them. Be'ima v'yira v'nira de'ima v'yira zohi ba'ofen zesh yichavim b'shoshu korei Shema l'kabel olav ol malchus shemayim, that one has to accept upon themselves while reciting Shema to accept upon themselves the yoke of heaven, li'yosin heraga kiddush Hashem ha'miyuchad, that they could even give their lives up al kiddush Hashem. D'zeu b'chol nafshecha afilu notalas nafshecha. That's what the pasuk means when it says b'chol nafshecha, even if Hashem takes your life. Yalzamar akasov ki alecha horagnu chol ayom ki az bechavana zo yikrena be'ima v'yira v'seis v'zeya. Your person will read Shema with significantly more awe and trepidation when he has that mindset, when he has that in mind. Barasas v'zeya kasov atur b'shem rav Amram li shavi inish l'kriya Shema b'chol zman dekarile kefrot gema chadasha hu ksativu hamalecha b'nei medina. So every time you read Shema, it should be like a new decree of the king. V'yach shol believe, when you should think in your heart, ilu melech basar v'dam sholech prot gema chadasha, if a king, if a regular king of flesh and blood were to issue a new decree, bevada how you call b'nei hamedina korinos be'ima v'yira b'reses v'zeya, all the people of the town would read it with awe and trepidation. Kal v'chomer l'kriya Shema shehu prot gemar shel melech malchei hamlachim hakadosh baruch hu shechayav kol achalik rosa be'ima v'yira b'reses v'zeya. Certainly when it comes to Shema, which is Hashem's decree, Hashem's letter, we have to read it with extensive amounts of fear and trepidation. V'chasav aprisha to lahachi him shilul afrot gemar kasav k'sav etzivui hamelech. The reason why we compare it to this decree of the king, lomar lecha, is to teach us shelo tikra kriya Shema. We shouldn't read Shema too quickly. We have to read it slowly and articulately. We have to pause where it's appropriate to pause. So like a person reading the king's decree, where he reads everything slowly, he tries to understand every nuance. Every line, every nuance should be read carefully. It's the command of HaKadosh Baruch. We'll stop here for now, and we'll pick up with Siv Beis tomorrow.